Thank you for coming on the podcast, Matt Arab.
No problem.
I appreciate it.
No problem. It's a pleasure.
What the fuck is up, people? Welcome back. This is my Welcome to North America podcast. This is the first one that I've done since my leaving Europe one. So you should be honored that I wanted to do it with you. But in Montreal, you were always my best argument opponent, let's just say. One of the episodes I had with you was just like the first one we did was fire. It was so bad. That episode was so good. We just have really good arguments and we debate pretty passionately. And I enjoy it. And so thank you. Thank you for coming on. That's my introduction for you, for new listeners and shit. What the fuck? He's making like dick sucking movements and shit. Implying that I'm sucking his cock, which I'm not. I'm just introducing him on the fucking show.
Thank you very much. What a lovely introduction. Yeah, no, it was good chemistry, man.
Yeah, it was good chemistry. So,
what's your horoscope sign?
Why does that even matter? That's like one of the worst things to ask me. I'm a Scorpio, and I associate with them.
I'm a Scorpio too.
No, but
I'm on the cusp.
I'm a more. No, I'm right. I'm November 2nd. I'm like a real. I'm a hard Scorpio.
I'm like a Sagittarius, laid back Scorpio.
Yeah, you're not really a Scorpio. Either you're Scorpio or you're not.
No, you can be on the edge.
Who says?
I say. I say, man.
Whose law is that?
My law.
Yeah, your law is shit though. My law's way better.
Well, I don't know. I don't have.
My laws are way better. Yeah. They just are.
Yeah.
And that's just fucking how it is.
Okay. Why? Were you sleeping tonight?
On your couch. We have to tell everybody that I'm sleeping. I'm honest, right? I'm sleeping on his couch because something happened with a friend that I can't talk about because it's not my shit. It's her shit. So I can't talk about that in public, but
what's her name?
I had to lay low here. I'm not naming her, I said. I had to lay low here for the weekend just to set something up, and then I'm ready to move on. But I appreciate you. Where are you sleeping tonight? What a dick. What a dick fucking comment or question. That was a fucking asshole question.
I could be an asshole sometimes, true.
Are you that high right now that you're holding your head with your eyes closed? You can't even open your eyes, mate. You can't even open your
eyes. I'm enduring the THC. I'm enjoying it.
Why did you choose to do a podcast only if you're blasted out of your mind?
It's not only, it's because I wanted to.
Why? Tell me.
Because I felt like I feel like when you get high.
Because I felt like it. Do you see what kind of a cop-out answer that is? Because that's not any kind of answer. That's a complete cop-out.
Well, I was actually explaining myself, but you cut me off.
Please continue.
I was saying that when I smoke, it's like I'm in another dimension. I've tried everything pretty much sober and high. Like having sex, eating certain foods, driving, you know. Going to work high. It's just, it feels like you're in another dimension. So it's just like, it's kind of like another.
Why do you want to put yourself in another dimension?
Why not?
No, but why? Why all the time? It's healthy to do it sometimes. Why every day?
No, weed's not good for you, period, man.
It can be. If you don't abuse it, it's not bad for you.
There's not enough studies.
Good for you bad for you is two different things, right?
No, it's not an innocent drug.
Who the fuck is saying anything's innocent if you abuse it? If you abuse water, you die. Sure. What?
Well, I abuse it for sure.
Well, the fact that you know that, but you're not willing to change that is...
No, I've tried different things. I've tried laser therapy.
Dude, just stop rolling spliffs. It's really easy.
I can't.
You stop saying you can't. You're army, man.
I can't. No, the truth is that I enjoy it. That's the biggest conflict. The fact that
you enjoy being blasted. So why are you so unhappy?
What do you mean?
Because it's only really unhappy people that want to be blasted all the fucking time.
Really?
Well, yeah, or else reality.
Oh, psychologist degree.
At least reality. What?
You have a psychology degree, I guess.
Me? Mm-hmm. I've studied enough for a long long enough to know.
You just said yeah.
So hold on, because I don't have the piece of paper, I don't get to have an opinion. What kind of bullshit is that?
Well, you're coming to a conclusion.
Well, I'm allowed to come to conclusions.
No, when I've you done can only give an opinion. No, but you're talking like it's factual. That's the conflict right there.
It is factual,
and it's actually against the law to do that if you're not certified.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
It is not. You become a villain all of a sudden.
It is not. I will not permit this. Yeah, whatever. It is. It just is no.
Yeah.
I can't allow it.
I can't allow it.
Oh, please, can I have some of your water, King? Yes, it's mine, yeah. Oh! Motherfucker just sticks his tongue out and tries to, like, no, drink some of the fucking water.
I'll wait after this show.
Why after the show?
Or after our break.
Drink some water. There's no breaks. Drink
some water. I know, that's a joke.
Drink some fucking water, dude. So, you're...
Fantastic.
Yeah. No, I know I should have asked you this before, but you still haven't gotten any kind of lip herpes or anything like that I have to worry about.
Herpes? Oh.
Lip herpes.
Oh, lip herpes.
Why are you thinking about it?
There's real no, like, I could be a carrier and not have any
you
outbreaks.
Could be, yeah, that's true.
You know, like, apparently 1 in 3 people have heard.
But then it's not really transmitting to my shit, though, because your lips seem like they're not bleeding or anything.
They're right here, actually.
Yo, stop. It's not even that funny.
I got AIDS. I got AIDS. I'll transmit my shit. Transmit my shit.
Lovely. Keep singing, baby. All right.
Yeah.
He doesn't have AIDS.
Doesn't have AIDS. It's an actual joke.
No, it's not a joke because he has a kind of AIDS, but it's not really AIDS. It's AIDS of the mind.
Oh, my God.
His opinions are that of one with AIDS.
I think people are confused now. I don't have AIDS. That's it.
You have an AIDS. You have a type of AIDS of the mind.
Oh my God!
It's not regular. What the fuck? Wow, I can't remember what AIDS stands for. This is really pathetic. My brain's really shitty. Can you remember what AIDS stands for?
Autoimmunity deficiency.
C disorder. Syndrome. Okay. Nice. You put me down, boy.
No, you put each other up.
No, you brought me down.
No, I brought. Why did I bring you down?
Because you took a step up by beating me. That's what.
There's no beating.
Yeah, you got the word first. I couldn't think of it.
It's not a race, man. It's as long as
I put us in a race.
Correct each other.
Now, obviously, I know what it is, but I can never.
We are a team. Let's go.
You're so fucking positive. I love it.
Let's do it sometimes.
No, yeah, sometimes you're a negative little shit.
No, I'm realistic. There's a difference.
No, there's
I think it's a difference. It's like, you know, it's like I see a booger in your nose, and then I just say, take care, Mike, and just, you leave it there. It's chilling on your out of your nose. Just say, hey, what's up, world? And, like, you go into the streets, and then people are shy to tell you have a booger
still
in your nose.
I'm still horrified that you use that as an analogy, because I feel like there's some shit in my nose.
Even but though it's like you're saying if I tell analogy, you there's a booger in your nose, you're going to get offended.
No, but I'm not going to.
You say
I'm
that's
offended.
Negative.
Offended.
Well,
I'm not going to get offended.
Negative.
I'm going to say
you
thank
think
you
it's
for
negative.
Telling me.
You don't. You never do.
Well, I would
when I tell you the truth to your face, like over the phone or to your face, you never say like, hey, thanks.
No,
I'm,
it's
thanks.
In
no, you
it's
know,
in
you're
my
like,
nature.
Why are you so negative? They change, you change subjects because it hurts. Because the truth is, because you can't handle the truth.
I never do. That's not true. You're making shit up like you usually do.
Like I usually
do. You make shit up. Yeah, you make bullshit up like I've done things. Yesterday, he made some bullshit up that I've eaten McDonald's and I ate a hamburger, which is nothing. Something
I
would never order.
Yeah, I thought
you make dumb shit.
But I told you I made that up. I was like, like, damn.
And after I thought a long time of me being like, no.
I was still like, see how long I could pull the story for.
You couldn't and at then, all, because I was like, no, I haven't
and
had
then that's what it ended. In like 3 fucking and then years. That's what it ended. What the hell? Why are you bringing it back, Dwelling Train?
Because you're making me prove it.
I'm just saying, well, that I told you right away.
But the fact that you say it's negative,
I'm just showing you reality and there's a difference. You call me pessimistic.
Pessimistic.
Pessimistic. Pessimic.
Pessimistic is way better because you're a fucking pest at the same time.
Well,
so pessimistic.
So anyways.
Sam changes the word. I'll agree. Oxford, do it.
I think it's Webster, but I could be wrong. I used to say, instead of supposed to, I say supposed to. Genuine.
It's very bad English, is what it is.
Of course it is.
Why would you?
It's called the public system.
Why would you not challenge
yourself? Oh, were you in the public system? I think you were private.
I was in and out. I was in and out of public and private, switching in between, getting kicked out of one, going to the next. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. But you're a smart lad.
And Trump is going to save the world.
No, he's just making some changes.
Trump is going to look... We're going to look back and Trump is going to be one of the best presidents of the century. I'm telling you. It's going to turn out like that. I'm telling you. He's doing good shit. No one's going to realize it because the press, everybody's all over negatively. Like he's some kind of murderer or something. And like he's like worse than all the other ones. If you really think about it, he's way better because there's no real hidden agenda. Like he says everything he feels and thinks pretty much and... It's been a long time since there's been a politician that isn't a wolf in sheep's clothing. Just a straight up wolf. And Donald Trump is just straight wolf. He's not a wolf in sheep's clothing. No.
Well, he does kind of say he does things for the better when it's just not true.
Well, I believe to him it's for the better. I believe to him it's for the better, though. Like people, in his fucking head.
People always have to challenge what he says is because he has such a bad credibility.
Until you meet a person, you can't say that they're bad or not.
There's no bad or good. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying he's not credible. So as much as he is the
wolf... What politician is fucking credible? Tell me that. Which one? Which politician is credible?
Which politician?
Yeah, what's a credible fucking... That's an oxymoron, a credible politician. There's no such thing as a... They all lie through their fucking
Abraham
asses.
Lincoln.
Fuck off, Abraham.
Abraham, he was
don't,
like...
Okay, don't bring John up F. Kennedy. 200 fucking years
John
ago.
F. Kennedy.
Oh, yeah. He was honest.
He was. He screwed up with the Bay of Pigs. He did.
Yo, dude, he's a... fucking dirty politician.
But he was ready for changes and
he's a dirty politician. I don't give a fuck.
His inner circle assassinated him, right?
We don't know shit for sure. All we have are
theories. It's pointing to.
Well, whatever it's pointing to, all we have are theories. You can't say anything
that's
happened
true.
Definitively.
It's my opinion. That's my opinion.
Well, that's fine.
It's not fact.
Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but well,
respect,
that's
respect.
Thank you. I don't know why.
You got me on that one. It's true. It was an opinion.
It feels good. It's like putting.
It
does. It's like putting.
You should never.
It's like putting your dick in a hot girl's pussy for the first time, but the intellectual side of it, like the not the physical side of fucking a pussy. Like,
well, you put your dick in her ear.
In her ear.
Yeah, that's a joke. Cause intellectual, the brain, access to the brain.
Oh, that
hard drive.
Red light.
Red light. I feel like you're gonna carry that one for a long time.
No, just for you. It'll only.
No, you won't. Yeah, you're gonna do it with another comedian.
No.
Or from yeah.
No, I can't. It's your shit.
No, I share it with you.
No, you can't.
As long as it lives on.
It can't live on.
Oh, ow! Why?
Because it's not funny.
Oof.
Yo, dude. You have to accept what's funny, what's not funny. Like a little red light, that means you have like 2 minutes left. That could mean like other things. It doesn't mean get the fuck off.
What is the joke? Because usually it's like it means okay, time to wrap it up.
It does. It could mean that, yeah.
It usually means wrap it up.
But listen, why were you so hesitant to do podcasts with me? I see the argument we just had.
Laziness?
Why are you so lazy? It's the weed.
Of course it's the weed.
So why are you doing this to yourself, Buddha?
Me and her go way back.
These are horrible justifications. At least come up with good justifications.
She's my one true love.
You're reciting lyrics to a song, I'm pretty sure, right
now. No, she's my one true love.
She's my one true... I hope his girl does not listen to this shit.
No.
I hope not.
No, I'm joking. But, no, I do have history with it, though.
That's not a good excuse. People have history with heroin. It doesn't make it okay that they keep doing it.
It's all or nothing for me, so if I do stop...
Why? Now, you cannot find anything good if you're gray.
Why should I lean on both sides of the world, on both sides, right? Why don't I just kind of do it? Because
that's what's healthy.
No, healthy is not doing it at all.
What do you mean not doing it at all?
Not smoking at all.
Yeah, all the things get picked up. All the fidgeting.
Really?
Don't fuck you me. Don't
this
you.
This means you're number one.
Don't you fuck you me. Don't you fuck you me. He's fuck youing me because I told him that you could
hear
him.
You want to do the narration again?
No, you can't do that. He did something fucked up. Like, he was narrating everything I was fucking doing. And what made it funny, honestly, because it was funny, it was like a little funny here and there. But the fact that he kept it going for so long and just exaggerated the amount of time that he did it without taking any breaks and, like, just saying exactly what I was doing the whole fucking time, yo, that had me in a laugh for real. That was really funny. The fact that it kept going, and I have to admit, we smoked, so I was kind of high. So it was tripping me out a little bit, too. Yo, it was funny. It was funny. You should hope that someone does it to you one day. I probably won't, because it takes a lot of patience. And with you, I don't have.
Not what do you mean?
With you, I don't have that much. You're a male. I have less patience for males. Females have a little bit more patience. Because they understand emotions better. They do. Females just understand emotions.
I don't know about that.
They do. They're more in touch with them and they understand them better and they just get it. Girls get it more than dudes. Dudes think with their dicks.
Well, if it's between friends, they don't think with their dick.
Friend? What do you mean?
Like if it's a guy talking to another guy, they won't think anything sexual. It's just
But there's never gay, like that connection. I'm talking about heterosexual. There's never like that connection.
Guys.
That you could get, like, with a girl, like, a girl that's your friend. Like, I could get way closer to a girl that's my friend than a guy that's my friend. Way closer. Guys don't let me in like girls do, if that makes sense. You don't spread wide enough for me.
No, I don't. Nah, you lost me at that point. Like, I have no idea. Please fill us in.
I said,
well, no, don't fill us in.
You spread. Oh,
God damn! Nasty tap!
Nice one. So, Sam wants to do stand up comedy.
Yeah. I do. I will.
He says he will, but
will he conquer.
But will he actually do it? When do you have acting class? Why are you checking your phone during a podcast?
They wouldn't have known if you never mentioned it.
Well, we're about honesty here. Why?
No, but there's a difference between honesty and douchebag.
What kind of horrible ADD do you have that you have to check your phone during a podcast? crushed.
I like to be up to date. I like to...
Up to date. You checked it 8 minutes ago. I don't think we've been rolling for 8 minutes
right now. A lot has happened in 24 hours.
We're not going
to... In 24 hours, a lot has happened.
Okay, we're not trying to go even
So there you go.
We're not even trying to go
You know, up to 8 minutes ago is 8 minutes ago. This is 2019. We have the net. And we can find out any information as soon as possible. Being the first one.
Okay, but do you see how that's a little fucking mental? It's crazy.
Of course it's mental, but I love it. I'm a news junkie.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be anything junkie ever.
I'm a news junkie. Give me.
No, but it's not healthy to run your life like that, though, dude. Come on.
You're telling me how to live now?
I'm not telling you.
You're a preacher, man?
I'm not, no. I'm saying to be
a... Fat Gypsy is a preacher, man.
Call me Mikey.
What? We're there now? Mikey now?
Yeah.
Okay, you changed out of that. Weren't you the Fat Gypsy?
When I shave
my... Are you going to be next week?
When I shave my beard... Well, I'm Mikey Tuesday, so I'm Fat Gypsy. Yeah. I'm a lot of things, but right now I'm Mikey.
Mikey, like, spelt like Mikey, like Mike with a Y.
M-I-K-E-Y.
Okay. Okay, Mikey. That's cool. Yeah, like, and two sets.
Two sex.
And two intercourse. Two penetration. What'd you put? Yo, change your name to DP. Yo, DP. Two DPs.
Yo, he's just thinking of synonyms for sex. That's really funny. He's just doing all sex.
Well, there's the word sex in your name. Well, your second name, the one that's tattooed on your throat.
It is tattooed on my neck.
Yeah.
On my throat, two sex.
Two sex.
Which means it's my real nickname because I don't have the Fat Gypsy.
Why two sex? 2 minutes to sex time? 2 minutes within your sex time?
No, it was all because it was. I remember shit for 2 seconds when I go to jiu-jitsu and someone was like, "Hi, Mikey 2 seconds, Mikey 2 seconds." So I was like, Mikey 2 seconds sounds better. So I just kept that. Mikey
okay, let's just hope you just keep it to Mikey.
No, Mikey 2 seconds, high fashion pimp, bitch.
Okay, it's longer now? It's longer now.
Okay. I actually resigned from the fashion world. I got sexually aggressed.
Assaulted.
Aggressed?
No, assaulted.
Assaulted.
Well, ask your viewers. I'm pretty sure. Tell them what happened.
Sounds like I got raped. Well, I want to write. I want people to read about it in the book. I'm going to release an ebook. I want people to read.
Well, when is the book coming out?
As soon as I could get it out.
Okay, why don't you just tell them now and then, you know. Because I don't know if people will remember when it's out. And I think that would probably take how long till your book comes out? A year?
I don't know. It won't be a long book.
Six
know?
Books? 6 months? Excuse me.
I don't know. I think I could have it out in a few months. 3-4 months.
I don't know if people will care right now about that.
About him too, shit?
Well, of course, about that fire. Story now.
It's fire.
But in 6 months, course, I don't know. People want to know it now.
My time inside the fashion industry, living with the models, living with the photographer... Yo, no one gets to do that kind of shit. I just did it. Chilling in Paris Hilton's hotel room. Both of them. She had two. One at the 52. One at the me.
Did they put ice in the sink and so they can keep their bottles cool? Like, what did you guys do in the room?
We just chilled.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, well, how did you guys sit? Because it's not like it's a conference room, is there?
Well, it's a big fucking hotel room.
That's like, was there a place for you to sit, her to sit, and...
Dude, there's, like, huge living rooms, and it was a proper, beautiful...
It was a penthouse?
No, we were not a penthouse. No.
Really?
No, we didn't.
I would assume that she would have the best room in the building.
No. She's not like that.
Okay.
She's not like that. Even though that might be her image... She rather lay low.
She portrays her image.
I know, but even though that might be her image, when in person, she's not like that.
Does she know that she started the sex tape technique?
I'm not gonna ask her. Probably she's not dumb.
Well, I don't know.
She's not dumb. She's not dumb. She's not dumb. I'm telling you, she's not dumb.
They portray her like.
Yeah, but that's an image. That's just an image. She's fucking. She's a smart girl.
But she's kind of been like hidden from the scene for a while. Like I don't. She's see her
the
much
queen. Though. She's like the fucking queen of fashion, no matter what. Yo, Paris Hilton, she's like queen of fashion. Really? And it's not the only one. I'm not the only one. Like, I asked someone specific if I could call her that. And he said, yeah, so. And it's a fashion dude.
But that's kind of like a compliment, even if it's not true.
Well, she is because of what she's done and who she, like, Paris Hilton name and the fashion, like. She's a big model, and she's been recognized since she was 15 doing modeling. She's put her stamp on the game in the fashion world. She's put her fucking stamp.
Yeah.
Can you keep your eyes open? He's dying on me.
No.
Why are you dying on me?
She's why put do her you stamp. Feel, you were saying she put her
why
stamp.
Why do you didn't feel? Why well, I did finish. You no. just. I finished. You just were passing out because you were too fucking high to listen to me.
Because I don't care about Paris Hilton.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Like, I don't care about Paris Hilton.
So what do you care about? Let's not see if Paris you fall asleep. Okay, so let's see if you fall asleep when we talk about something you care about.
I care about you and...
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Talking about how you got assaulted at the fashion show.
No, I got assaulted.
Well, I don't know. Ask the viewers at or listeners.
At a party.
Okay, go ahead. Please tell us.
It was someone's party, and I'm only releasing names in the book.
Oh, you're talking about that in the book as well. Okay. Oh, yeah, that story, that's what I don't think the population will remember.
Of course.
In 5-6 months
from now. People always want to know this shit. Always.
When he touched you?
He grabbed me.
He cupped you?
Grandma falls, yeah.
Like skin to skin?
I was so shocked that he went for it. I don't remember if he actually got in and touched me. I don't remember, but I get close enough that I don't
know.
Did
he look at you while he was doing it?
Yes.
Did he smile?
Yes. Yes.
Did he move his fingers while he was holding it?
Well, he didn't. He wasn't there for that long, huh? And he tried twice, though.
When he took it out, did his watch scratch you, or did he... Was it the hand with no watch? Was he
what
wearing
what kind
a watch?
Of ridiculous shit
like,
are you what, talking
like,
about?
Maybe pulling it out, he scratched you or something, you know?
What kind of ridiculous shit are you talking about?
Was his hands cold?
Actually, I think they were warm.
That's good. Were they sweaty? Palmy?
No.
That's good. Did he wash his hands after or before?
Dude, what kind of dumb questions are these? He was like a gay dude. He was just a gay dude.
Yeah, because you know, like, if you go to the cops, like, what are they going to do, really?
Well, nothing, but listen. For a feminine gay dude, he was very grabby. Like, he was a feminine gay dude, and he was very grabby.
Well,
and he works with one of the best. Oh, I can't give too much away. Yo, Sam.
Yes.
You're so blasted. Do we have to end this right now?
No, that'd be silly. Let's commit to the 30 minutes.
What 30 minutes? We committed to nothing. We
yeah,
just
we
said.
Did. You said yes, and we're almost there. Totally useless 28 minutes. No one's gonna gain anything from that. The last 28 minutes.
We have to keep going.
No, what do you mean? For more than 30 minutes?
Yeah, for at least 45.
We gotta give some. There's real no. There's like.
We gotta give some content. We gotta give some. That's why we gotta keep going.
Yeah, but you keep on complaining for everyone.
Okay, so there's this.
Distracting.
Okay, so what we're gonna discuss right now is. You think Hillary Clinton is going to run 2020?
No, I think, well, I don't know, but Michelle Obama, maybe.
Yeah, why do you keep mentioning her? She's not on the list of people that might be running.
She might want to.
She might want to, and she's not running.
It's not too late.
She's not fucking running. God forbid the Obamas get back in.
Harris, what's her first name?
That's another 8 years of boring ass shit. Just so boring.
It won't matter. He's going to win again.
Who, Trump?
Yeah.
I hope so.
No, he's going to win again.
We could probably go there and vote. As Canadians.
No, we can't.
Trump. What?
No, we can't.
Yeah, they let illegals vote in a lot of places.
That's not allowed.
They do it, though.
That's messed up.
Well, we could place our international vote on Mr. Trump.
I don't think you can.
Yo, it's either him or this centrist guy that you've never heard of. And he actually, you know, he has a head on his shoulders. He's not going to win because he's a centrist. And Americans pick right or left. But he's supposedly going to split the vote between him and Democrats. And he's going to make sure that Trump gets in because he's going to be in the center splitting the votes. He's going to get 15%, whatever, and the Democrats will get the rest. And then that will ensure that Daddy Trump gets reelected in 2020. And you know what? It doesn't even matter. All this shit, it's all WWE for wannabe intellectuals. That's what politics is. It's all bullshit. It's one thing for the cameras and what we know, and a completely different thing behind closed doors. So why we even discuss it is ridiculous and small-minded, because politics, in the end, we have no idea, and we can't do shit about it. So why the fuck even talk about it?
You have to vote, man.
You do not, ever. I would never fucking vote. Your vote does not make any difference. And they're all the same pieces of shit that with the same fucking agenda. Just one's red, one's blue.
That's not true.
Oh, fuck off. It's true. Nothing ever changes. Everything just always stays the same. And they promise and make promises. How come every politician always promises the same shit but never fucking delivers? They're all full of shit. All of them. That's why they're politicians. They're what they are is Hollywood wannabe stars that were too ugly to get roles in Hollywood, so they went into politics. They're just actors, dude. That's who gets into politics. It's people that want to rob other fucking people. So I don't give a fuck about Trump. I don't give a fuck. But he's the best case scenario if you're talking about Hillary fucking Clinton. Hillary Clinton is responsible for murders and shit. Not that Trump for sure isn't. You know, he's a badass New York real estate dude, which means he's willing to do anything to get to the top and stay there. So who knows what he's responsible for. But
the Mueller investigation, it's making Trump look pretty bad. There's a lot of his associates that are convicted right now.
No, but
his lawyer.
Yeah, they're
his getting, campaign aide.
They're convicting of bullshit of things.
No, they're guilty. Manafort.
Of what? Of.
They have like 13 Russian associates.
But
of that sort, I don't remember.
They're not
Russian nationals as well. There's like, they have a lot of, like, it's almost concluding the investigation. I'm curious to know the outcome.
So it's not concluded. What are you talking about? All there are is there's bullshit.
It's going all pointing towards Trump, but everyone around Trump
what the media makes it look like, because every single media outlet except Fox is against Trump. So it's 90% negative coverage against Trump. They say what the fuck they want, and whatever happens, happens. But they're all anti-Trump, so they're all going to come up with the same fucking story to talk about, blah, blah, the talking heads on 6 o'clock news. But it's all full of shit. It's all full of shit. Why vote? Vote. Oh, come on, vote. Your vote's doing nothing. You're either voting for the cunt on the left, or you're voting for cunt on the right, and they're going to do all the same shit. Except right now, the left motherfuckers are way crazier than the right mother. For the first time in my life, because for me, left side always made sense to me. It always made sense to me. It was always like the more open people and the more people use their brain, right was always conservative and didn't really, I didn't associate with conservative ever, you know? But in today's day and age, the way left is gone now, I would never associate with anything left. I would say I'm fucking, they've turned me into a conservative. That's how bad the left has gotten, is they've turned me, if I, like, first of all, I'll say I'm nothing. I'm not on that fucking line of right and left. I'm not on that shit. I believe in no politician. I don't think we need to get governed like that by Alpha Monkey. I think we need to be, in tribes of 130 people, village by village, so that we know everybody in our village and everybody helps the entire village. Like, we need to go back to the way we were built to be as humans, and that's why we were all depressed living in cities, wondering why am I so depressed? Look around. We're not supposed to live like this as humans.
I'm so happy that you're not, like, a strong politician or, like, someone of, like a mayor or, you know, in charge of a council. I'm so happy.
Why?
Because it would go to shit.
What do you mean it would go to shit?
I don't know. Like, you're just dreaming of this, this
self-efficient utopian society, yeah, of how I would love
shit. Where are you sleeping tonight?
He keeps going back to that, people. I'm gonna slap him in the face. I just needed your couch to sleep on for the weekend, bitch. Yo, motherfucker. On my show, be like, nigga, wait, you sleep tonight? I sleep with you.
Well, not with me, with my cat. Yes. Topanga. Oh.
Yo, he gets grossed out.
Every time. You made marks on the floor. I can see watermarks, man.
Every time you sneeze, gross, he gets fucking grossed out. What watermark?
It is, because it's going in the air. You're showing your nastiness in the air.
It's not nastiness. It's
disturbing.
It's, I'm in the cold Arctic and I sneeze a bit.
It's not the Arctic.
We're in the Arctic.
It's the wonderful winter time.
We're in the Arctic.
No, we're not.
I'm taking a picture of you for the podcast.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I refuse. I don't accept. If you see me on there, it's because he didn't get my consent.
Dude, just take
listeners, a listeners are my witness.
Dude, you have to take a
photo. No, I don't have to do anything. Fight for your right. That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, what do you want to talk about?
Well, you talk.
Now, what do you want to? Is there anything you want to talk about?
I want to talk about what. Where do you see yourself in a year from now?
That is not something I want to talk about. I don't.
Okay. Dude, wait, you say, what do you want to talk?
Things change so much. Listen, things change so much in my life from 1 week to the next. How can I even dream about a year from now? How could I even do that? I have no idea.
Well, where would you like to be in a year from now? Realistically.
I would like to be living off some kind of writing or editing job, obviously.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what kind of job?
I just said, why are you not paying attention to me?
Writing job.
Why are you fucking with my phone instead of asking me to do something? You have no idea what you're doing.
Yes, I do.
Well, so do it.
Well, okay. That's perfect. So you go like this.
Yeah.
Oh, you can still tell I'm an Android guy. Okay.
Yeah, you have no fucking clue. Poor man.
That's not right.
What? You poor man. If it's not his robot, he'll never get it.
No, I want to try now.
Yeah, if it's not your robot, if someone gives you a different robot, you're fucked. You don't know how to turn on.
What robot are you talking about?
This is my robot. It's an Apple robot. You have a Samsung robot. Ah, look at you! Look at you! With a memory, remembers my code. Wow. Wow. Amazing. Amazing. All that just is like, I could have done that in 1 second.
Well, now I could do it in 1 second.
Uh-oh. It's learning. It's getting smarter, people.
AI. asshole interface.
There's a book that you have to read.
Yo, you look like an AI. Oh,
did you
AI.
Listen to the last podcast?
Asshole interface.
Did you listen to the last podcast I did?
No, I stopped listening to it for a while.
You piece of shit, motherfucker.
I think the last one I seen was, the last one I listened to was the one with you. I did with you.
Oh, wow. He only listens to the one that he's in.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Narcissism.
Won't even take a picture with me.
Yeah, I don't want the world to know my face.
They already know it.
Well, they don't?
Yeah, they do. Well, I described it. It's like Buddha.
They'll never know. It's a secret. And it's my right. It's my right.
You don't have rights. Okay, this is your house. I get that. That's pretty
it's
right.
It's not my house. It's the city's house. That's so they stop paying the taxes, they're gonna be, it's gonna be their house.
So why even get property if it's not yours?
The idea is to buy and sell. Some keep it long term, but to sell, you know, there's different approaches.
If you have the capital laying around to just buy and sell places,
good. I'd rather buy stocks because you don't, you could travel anywhere and you know,
yeah,
you
can, why not buy stocks? Property is a pain in the ass.
Exactly. You why don't do need that? Renovations. You don't
it's
need
a pain in the ass. Why?
If you buy indexes as
it's
a whole.
It's a thing of the past. Why are you fucking with something that's not going in the right direction?
What?
This shit.
Stocks or property?
No, property is always going to be going in the right direction. But it's way harder and way more of a pain in the ass. And if you don't have a big budget, it's not worth it. It's not worth it because if
you'll
something
be trapped
could happen,
in it, you're gonna have
something
to
could happen bad, and then you're fucked. Like a roof caves in or something, you have to spend 20 G's. Like, it's just not worth it.
But I mean, like when you own it for long enough, your mortgage is pretty small, you know, compared to what the market is. So.
Okay, but do you really want to be tied down to something like that?
No, but you need a place to live. I say own at least own your own place.
No, why would I ever want to own my own fucking place?
Well, you don't want to be stationary.
I would never want to. Well, listen.
Unless it was Thailand, would you just stay in Thailand?
That's a country I might think of just staying in. Yeah. But for
is it really that amazing?
Yeah.
Like, what makes it amazing?
Everything.
You feel safe there?
Very safer than anywhere else on the planet.
Can you smoke weed there?
Definitely.
How does it taste like with it?
It's not great. Unless you spend. If you spend, yeah, they have good weed. But if you want, like, regular Thai weed, for, like, $100, you get a couple ounces. Big brick.
Must taste like crap.
It's not the greatest. Especially for, like, finicky fucks like you. You wouldn't like it very much.
Thanks.
You wouldn't like it very much at all.
Yeah.
See, I had a dog in the podcast when we did a podcast, and he was so silly about it. He was like, oh, the dog.
The dog was making noise, and it was always licking my crotch. It was annoying.
His cat is here, and he has the biggest smile on his face. He's rubbing that cat's belly like,
it's my pussy. It's my pussy. I grab it by the pussy.
That's disgusting that you refer to it like that.
Yeah, look at that.
Why would you refer to it?
That means she trusts us. She trusts us. Look, she likes getting slapped in the ass.
No, don't do that.
Look at that. She's lifting her ass up.
Ugh, whatever.
Oh, 42 minutes. 43 minutes. It's been 43 minutes. And at this point, it's easy to say that your listeners will not get this 43 minutes back.
It's fine.
So they're pretty much for
my last one. I was on ridiculous amounts of ketamine. My last podcast.
How did that go?
I liked it. That's why I released it. I listened to it a couple days after I sobered up, because I was fucked for like, I think I was fucked for 24 hours in Berlin.
Really.
On ketamine, yeah. My friend gave me 2 grams instead of one, and I had to finish them. Like I couldn't be like, no, I didn't order two. I ordered one. I did say that, but yeah, I was just like, oh, whatever, I'll take it.
What does it feel like?
I love ketamine, man. You think you can stay awake? You think it's possible?
Yeah, of course. So what does ketamine feel like? What does ketamine feel like?
It's dissociative.
A what?
A dissociative.
Explain what that means.
Okay, well, like, how do you explain a ketamine high? I can only refer you to other drugs that would make you feel kind of like it if you did them.
Does it make you feel dopey? Does it give you a lot of energy?
It's not an energetic thing. It's an anesthetic that they use to put horses and dogs and cats in surgery and shit like that. It's an anesthetic.
Anesthetic? Like, to numb pain?
I just told you. I just said it, but you weren't paying attention to what I said.
You're not really explaining silly faces. Well enough, I find.
You were making silly faces. You weren't listening.
Yes, I was listening.
No, you absolutely... All right, people, you can thank him for just...
For just what?
Being drug
addict. I'm trying to understand ketamine. I never heard of
ketamine. It's fucking... It's like a... It separates...
You can't describe what you feel.
It kind
like.
Of separates the body from the mind. It could put you in weird tunnels if you do enough. Weird time tunnels.
What do you mean time tunnels? What does that mean, time tunnels?
It's hard to explain a state of mind, isn't it? It's hard. Like, it's where you go when you get super deep with psychedelics.
So... Okay, so what were you, like, did you feel like your mind was out of your body?
In some cases, yes, definitely.
What was the color like? Was it, did it feel real? Did you have, like, did you feel like a cartoon?
It's not like that. You just, the tunnels form around you and you just end up going into a different kind of...
Different kind of? You didn't finish.
Space. You go into...
Do you got ADD? No, I can do one simple thing and make a face and you're like, stop. I can't.
I'm looking at you in shock and awe.
One sense at a time.
Just, I'm looking at you in shock and awe.
Talking mode off.
Just absolute shock and awe. That's all.
Why are you in shock and awe?
You were giving me shit for mentioning every time you fucking fall asleep and I have to hit you under the table.
Yeah, but you're the one that's stopping the conversation.
I'm not stopping nothing.
Well, now you're not.
Now I'm not at all. Yeah,
but before you were.
I was not.
You were pausing quite a bit because of, like, maybe the way I yawned or maybe the way I just did a face, but, like... Well, luckily your brain is finished.
This is rather true. So, people, I'm back in Montreal. I'm not happy to be here.
Were you sleeping tonight?
Fuck you. Three fucking times. Go fuck yourself. I'm not happy to be here.
What did you say my place looked like? A foster home?
It does look like a motherfucking foster home. I feel like I'm at, what was it? Shades or some shit? I don't know. But it's a warm place to sleep while I wait for my friend to come home.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
You're cool, man. You're so groovy and shit.
You're so groovy.
No, you're the most groovy. Stop making faces like that, man.
It's my right to do any face I want.
Do you do it because you use the feminine inside of your brain? Is that your eyes are like, they're rolling in back of his head. He cannot hold his THC, people. He's yawning every 2 seconds, like... He needs to go for a fucking nap.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It's sad.
That's sad.
Well, people.
Didn't you say when you get old you want to do heroin again?
Yeah, I did. And I'm going to. If I make it that long.
So, people, Mikey is willing to, have you put an insurance policy on him.
No insurance.
No?
No.
You could help somebody.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.